More variety from the 2000s, the 90s, and today it's Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy. All right, let's get into second date update.
Yeah, if you are new to the show, we talk to people who are out in the dating world trying to make it all work. And sometimes you don't hear back from the person you went out with and it's frustrating. So we give them a call to find out what is going on.
You're trying to get a second date. They've ghosted. We play the intermediary. I hope I said that right. Let's start with Ashley, who's calling us about Greg. Ashley, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi there. All right, Ashley, so tell us a little bit about your date. How did you guys meet and what did you do?
Thank you. I just have and kind of like have some questions about it. I met Greg on Bumble about 3 weeks ago, and we got along really well. We had like a good rapport, and we're making jokes, and we even like exchanged numbers before the date, and we texted a lot before our first date. We had Thai food in Foster City last weekend, and he was really cute. And, you know, he kind of had like a sweet sort of boyish face, but he was very sarcastic and he's really athletic. We both have been like participated in Tough Mudders. And, you know, I mean, I like got really dressed up for the date and I felt like he was really into me, but now he's not really texting me very much. It's the communication has really died down since the date, and I don't understand why, because I thought it went really well.
Okay.
Did you guys hug or kiss? Well, how did the end of the date go?
He walked me to my car, and we hugged, and he said that he had a really good time and asked me if we could meet up again.
Oh, okay. Well, that's confusing then.
Interesting. At least it wasn't the dreaded, I'll call you, I guess.
Right. No, because I'd love to do this again sometime. I said, me too. And so I didn't hear from him for a couple of days. And then I responded and didn't respond back, you know, and it's kind of strange.
Well, it's frustrating. Yeah.
All right.
So we're going to give him a call. I think you know how this segment works. Try to when hopefully he will pick up when he picks up. Try not to say anything because we don't want him to know that you're on the line. And we'll just start asking him some questions.
Okay.
All right, let's regroup. We're going to play a song, and we will call Greg next. Okay, it's a second date update on Star 101.3. More variety from the 2000s, the 90s, and today it's Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy. We are in the middle of a second date update. Ashley's been holding.
We've been talking to Ashley about Greg. So you guys met on Bumble, and you had some Thai food last week in Foster City. You said the connection was really good. You're both very active. You both have done Tough Mudders, which my friend has done that. And it's like, I've never done it, so I can't remember what events are in it. But it's like, you know, athletic and outdoors, and you have to run in the mud and do all this junk. I don't know. It's not for the faint of heart. So that's kind of cool.
I don't know why I think of it as like a new school Spartan race. But when you have friends that do it, they get all dirty and they're all wearing headbands. And all I think about is, oh, good for you.
I kind of like that, except for the getting dirty part. But yeah, so for whatever reason, he hasn't contacted you since the date. And he told you he wanted to see you again. So, Ashley, we're going to give him a call right now. Try to stay quiet and we'll see what's going on. Okay.
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 All right. Let me grab that number. Here we go.
Hello.
Good morning. Is this Greg?
Yes, it is. Who's this?
Hey, Greg, this is actually Marcus and Sandy. We do a morning radio show on Star 101.3.
Hey, Greg.
Okay. Yeah, no, I know the station.
What's happening? So we actually got an email. We're in the middle of a segment called Second Date Update, and we got an email from somebody that knows you named Ashley. I guess you guys went out, and she said she had a lot of fun, and she doesn't know why you're not getting back.
Yeah, we went out.
She'd like to go out again. She said at the end of the date that you told her that you'd like to go out again, and now she feels like she's getting ghosted. So where are we at?
Well, I can explain to you. I can maybe explain it better. So we went out, you know, and we had a good time. Great conversation. She, you know, we were getting along with that. She's really cute. And it was fun until, you know, as soon as I brought up the fact that I had a bike, she basically just got all weird about it, just so up in arms about how unsafe it is, how motorcyclists just, you know, like when someone, like when you run a motorcycle, you understand that there's, you know, an element of risk to it. And the last thing you want to hear on a first date is you're just asking to die.
Oh, did she say that?
And, you know, yeah, no, I mean, she's like, I, yeah, so most of them drive like, they drive like, you know, a-holes and just, I mean, it was just, as soon
okay,
as I
wait, 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 wait.
Okay, so Greg, Ashley's on the phone. She's been on the phone with us.
All right. Okay. We're all here.
Okay, wait, I just, wait, I couldn't help it. Hi, Greg. It's Ashley. I couldn't help it. I had a boyfriend. He had a motorcycle, and he almost got into several accidents. And I just know how unsafe they are. And I just couldn't help. I was just trying to help you. You know, I just think that they're really very dangerous.
But I told you that on the date. Like, that's your ex. I can't help it. He was a bad driver. I've been driving a motorcycle. I've been riding a motorcycle for, what, 10 years now? And not one accident, you know. You know, bad drivers are in cars and on motorcycles. Like, you know, you just kept hammering and hammering. And then remember when you asked me, you made me promise you that I would go the speed limit. And then you offered to call me an Uber. I mean, do not ever ask me to ride that thing with you. It's like, I mean, it's the first date. And you basically emasculated me and completely took a dump on the fact that I drive a motorcycle. Like, it's just.
I'm not emasculating you. I'm just saying they're dangerous. I think you should reconsider having one, really.
Yeah,
I mean, if you care about your well-being.
I feel like if you guys are already fighting this much, this might we might not.
Greg needs a lady to put on the back of his ride. Ashley's not going to be that lady. Do we need to call this?
Yeah.
Do either one of you want a second date? I just want to know where everyone stands. Greg doesn't.
I had a good time. And I, what?
I missed that.
I said, I think you're. And I'm good.
Never mind. We're not doing this. We're good here. We're good. Hang on. Wow.
Yeah, that escalated again. So let's move on.
Second date update. 7:05 weekday mornings. And then again, of course, the replay at 9:05. And you can check out all of them on the podcast. It's literally called Marcus and Sandy Second Date Update on the iHeartRadio app. Download it. It is free.
Marcus and Sandy. On Star 101.3.